वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text number 78. Idam yaha kalya utthaya, idam yaha kalya utthaya, pranjalihi shraddhayanvitaha, Pranjalihi Shraddhayanvitaha Shrinuyat Shravayen Martyo Shrinuyat Shravayen Martyo Mujjate Karma Bandhanaihi Mujjate Karma Bandhanaihi Idam ya kalya utthaya Pranjalihi shraddhayanvitaha Shrinuyat shravayen martyo Mujjate karma bandhanaihi Idam ya kalya utthaya Pranjalihi shraddhayanvitaha Shriyas Shravayen Martyo Mujjate Karma Bandhanaihi meaning. Idam, this prayer, yaha, a devotee who, kalye, early in the morning, utthaya, after getting up from bed, Pranjalihi, with folded hands. Shaddhaya, with faith and devotion. Anvitaha, thus being absorbed. Shrunuyat, personally chants and hears. Sravayet, and get others to hear. Martyaha, such a human being. Muchyate, becomes freed. Karma bandhanaihi, from all kinds of actions resulting from fruitive activities. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A devotee who rises early in the morning and with folded hands chants these prayers sung by Lord Shiva and gives facility to others to hear them certainly becomes free from all bondage to fruitive activities. Please repeat after me. A devotee who rises early in the morning and with folded hands chants these prayers sung by Lord Shiva and gives facility to others to hear them certainly becomes free from all bondage to fruitive activities. Purport. Mukti or liberation means becoming free from the results of fruitive activities. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Muktir Hitva Nyatha Rupam. Mukti means giving up all other activities and being situated in one's constitutional position, Sarupena Vivasthitihi. In this conditional state, we are entangled by one fruitive activity after another. Karma Bandhana means the bonds of fruitive activity. As long as one's mind is absorbed in fruitive activities, he has to manufacture plans for happiness. The Bhakti Yoga process is different, for Bhakti Yoga means acting according to the order of the Supreme Authority. When we act under the direction of Supreme Authority, we do not become entangled by fruitive results. For instance, Arjun fought because the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted him to. Therefore, he was not responsible for the outcome of the fighting. As far as devotional service is concerned, even hearing and chanting is as good as acting with our body, mind and senses. Actually, hearing and chanting are also activities of the senses. When the senses are utilized for one's own sense gratification, they entangle one in karma. But when they are used for the satisfaction of the Lord, they establish one in bhakti.
We are reading, chanting a song sung by Lord Shiva. We understand Lord Shiva is a great devotee. Vaishnavanam Jathasambhu. So he is telling, what is he saying? Idam jah kalla uttaya. Pranjali Suddhanita. Srinivas. So Sabayena Martho Muchyate Karma Bandha. Karma Bandha. A devotee who rises early in the morning and with folded hand chants these prayers sung by Lord Shiva and gives facility to others to hear them, certainly becomes free from all bondage of bhutiga. We know Veda is in one, from one angle is divided, like Karma Kan, Jnana Kan, Upasana Kan. You see, most of the people are interested in work hard. What for? To enjoy the result of his work. Everybody, except a devotee, everybody is thinking, I do this and enjoy the fruit. But one day the result will be finished and he will come back again where he was. So he said, Kine punne martalokam vasna. Martalokam means again come back to material existence. That means he can become Brahma, he can get Indra, king of heaven, or Indra Gopan insect, or 8,400,000 species of life. He go through. So Bhagavad Gita is saying, Ah, Brahma Bhuvanar Loka. Now this is 14 planetary system. We are now in the middle planetary system. More in the mode of goodness, we elevate to Bhulok. Now here is Bhulok, to Bhuvanlok. More mode of goodness, most of the people are in a mode of passion and ignorance. So he's saying in terms of people, maybe few not, so they can elevate their Brahmin, can qualify, mode of goodness, control their mind, control their senses, samo, damo, tapo, some austerity, get up early in the morning, take bath, austerity. Tapo, saucham, maintain cleanliness, external and internal. External is something, clean body, clean clothes. Then also internal, mind. That means always meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord or the Absolute Truth. Samo damo tapo saucham. Khyanti. Khyanti means tolerant. The Brahmins are extremely tolerant. Otherwise he can't be Brahmin. Forgiving. Samo damo tapo saucham. Khyanti, arjavam. Arjavam means very straightforward, Brahmin. Truthful. Khyanti, arjavam. Jnana, vijnana, astitva. Jnana means, in general, what is given in scripture by the Lord, who is free from the four defects seen in the conditioned soul. What are these? To cheat, roam, to make mistake, Pramad, in illusion, Pramad, Karana Pada, imperfect senses, and Vipralipsha. That means he speculates. He's not sure, but he thinks maybe this, maybe that. Like that. But the Lord is free from that. He is called Achyuta. And any liberated soul are also free from this. Of course, there are different types of liberation. Here you see liberation. Saying it, open. Mukti hi anyatha rupam. Mukti means, though he is in the material world, iha jasya hare dasya, he is convinced, I am servant of the Lord, I am a spirit, I belong to the spiritual world, I am a servant of the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. So he engages everything in the service of the Krishna, though he lives like in the material world. But actually, he is liberated. How? He is saying in scripture, Iha jasya hare dasya. Karmana, his body, mind and words, whatever he does. Manasa, mind, vacha, whatever he does. He is considered jivan mukta, though he looks like he is in this material world externally, but he is a liberated soul. He is free from the material entanglement. Why? Because he is situated in his constitutional position. What is his constitutional position? The authority. Our authority is sadhu Shastra and Guru, they must go in parallel lines. Shastra is the word of the Lord, not even from Narayan, the Lord, Krishna. And sadhu, who follows, is the embodiment of all the instruction of the scripture. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Guru means he is a guide who is the man who follows all what is there in the scripture, what the Lord says, the representative. So he can guide like that. So we should see what we are doing. Our guideline is sadhu, Shastra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is our constitutional position? Our constitutional position is Jiver Sorupoy. His constitutional position is, his eternal identity is what? His servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Brahmas. Brahma realized, when he becomes self-realized, then his realization is telling. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. So Krishna is the embodiment of eternity bliss and life. This is spiritual body. We also have a spiritual body. But now, our jeep, living in it, is covered. It's called kosha, there is a covering, because of his identifying himself with material energy. And so, he wants to at once try to enjoy and lord over material nature. He thinks, I am the enjoyer. I am the lord, whatever I serve. But that is Krishna's position, he is imitating. So he falls down in the material existence. The moment he uses everything for the pleasure of the Lord, at once he comes to the spiritual plane, and symptom is Brahma Bhuta. When his spiritual plane means, when he is Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma, he is joyful. We can ask ourselves, are you joyful? Yes? All the time. Then Adasinga, Prasannatma, no sochati. He doesn't lament, he will lose something. Some near and dear one, he doesn't lament. He knows, this is just a material covering. I'm losing. Actual, I'm not losing. No kankshuti, neither he is a very hankering after material, temporary thing, which most of the people are doing, because he identifies with the body. This is called conditioned soul. He is conditioned in the three modes of material nature. He is in the grip of the powerful material energy, consists of mode of passion, mode of ignorance, and mode of goodness in it. But in spiritual life means at least come to the mode of goodness. Most of the people are in the mode of passion and ignorance in general. Of course, just like three colors, say, mode of goodness symptomized by, say, yellow color or saffron. Mode of passion, say, red, blood red. Mode of ignorance, say, shall I say, violent. So if we, in different ratio, we mix these three colors, 3 to 3, 9, 9, 81, like again different portions, we can see how so many colors you can make. You go to shop just to get some color, maybe this color, yellow, could be so many types of yellow color. Blue, sky blue, navy blue, green color also. So doing like that, karanam guna sangras. According to the association of this guna. So living entity get different types of covering, resulting in 8,400,000 species of life. 8,400,000. You are taking food in a mode of passion. So many things, you can get a body that who is very passionate. He's eating food, meat, fish, egg, maybe you get a body suitable for that. This is one of the factors. Karanam Gunasangat, Sadasat, Janma Jonishu, different type of body. And it has been overseen by Paramatma and other higher authorities, demigods. He said, karana, why you get different types of body? Nine like types of body in the water, insects, reptiles, 11 lakhs different tree, creepers, herbs, 20 lakhs animals, 30 lakhs birds, 10 lakhs human being, 400 human being, and like that 400,000, depending on the mood they associate. But others don't know why there is variety among the living entities. They can't answer. But Krishna is answering, Puran is answering, Padma Puran, Bhagavad Gita in short. But human being, he has got higher intelligence in general, then he can ask question, what is the meaning of life? What happens if I act like this? How I should act properly? Why I die? Don't want to. Why I suffer disease, old age? I don't want to die. Why die? Why I stay in the womb of my mother 10 months in a very precarious condition? Ask. According to Acharya, he can be called as a human being. Only two legs, two hands, and the form human being have, he cannot be called human. They are called, if he thinks identifying with the body, they are called Swayabha Gokhara. Rishabhdev is telling, enlightening his son. Jasatma buddhi kunapeti dhatu. One thinks, this body which is made of, which is a bag of skin having marrow, this, that, or in short, it kapha, kapha, pitta, vayu, air. Actually, our bodies consist of this ultimately, according to Shastra, Ayurveda Shastra. Who consider this, identify himself with this body, he is gokhara, he is like an animal, like a cow or ass. Ass is the embodiment of representation of fool number one, stupid, dull headed. And most of the people are dull headed. How can he ask all this question? You are not dull headed, that's why you have come here. So you are listening. Now outsider won't come. Those are pious, they come. And they get enlightened. Read scripture and explanation of scripture. So Veda is divided like that. Veda means Vidhatu. Bhas means knowledge. Do you want to have knowledge? Consult Veda. Very difficult to understand unless somebody is Brahminically qualified. They can. Still may not be sure. So that is again clarified in other scripture, Vedanta, condensed form, then Purana. More simple, even for women, Rijabandhu is like a Brahmin, very simple Sanskrit. Shudra, most of the people call you guys Shudra. Kalam Shudra Samava, calling everyone is more or less Shudra. Even so called born in a Brahmin family and brag, I am Brahmin. No. Brahmin, according to Narad Muni, just such a Lakkhanam Sutra. By the symptom of a person, we can know who is a Brahmin, who is a Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya, who is a Shudra. Shudra is lowest. Because everybody is Shudra. Shudra means who lament. And like a laborer, he works under somebody. Even he is highly qualified, he is looking for like a dog, how to find a master. Can you give me a job? Can you give me a job? That is what is everybody. Even he thinks, I am the president of the most powerful country. He does not know, he is a servant of that nation. It's just simply that they can. They can kick him out, don't select him. And he goes, please give me both, please give me both. That is not Brahmin. So, so-called modern civilization, they are, who was said, that they are factory making Shudra. Go to Arab Emirates, you see, there are big, big places. Oh, they go to factory and eat together, sleep together, making sutra. Maybe different classes of sutra. This is lower class sutra, higher class sutra. Better than that is Brahmin. So our real dharma is varnasram dharma, that Krishna said. Varnasram. Varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sutra, according to his mode, his he is situated, and then to spiritually come to understand I am not this body spirit, the Girish and the Ripastu. He goes to Gurukul and study under the Guru, spiritual master. Thus he elevates himself from Sudra platform to Vaishya, to whatever, Khachya, ki Brahman, ultimate Brahman. Then he can start spiritual life. The Bhagavad is opinion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ultimately Brahman, and higher than that sannyasi is not even. He has to become a, his constitutional question, become a servant of the Lord. To become a servant of the Lord, he has to work under a pure devotee. Real servant of the Lord, which is very dear, actually. Very, very dear. The Prabhupada wrote, who is a real servant of the Lord? Krishna also says in Kondesh form. What Krishna is saying, pure devotee, Bhagavad Gita. He is saying, Machitta, everybody please. Repeat after me. Machitta, Madgata Pranam, Bodhayanta, Parasparam, Pathantascha, Maam Nittam, Tushanticha, Ramanticha. So God is conscious as we are conscious. We have got a free will. We can become Karmi. If little intelligent, you become Gyani, Yogi. But really, what is really intelligent? Sumedasa. Only has got some brain stuff there. In this Kali Yuga, where everybody is Shuddha, he pravai sankirtan, he does sankirtan jagga. Jagga mean, whatever we do for the pleasure of Vishnu, Krishna, Hari, Mahaprabhu. That's called jagga, Vai Vishnu. Sankshiddhi, Hari Dosa. Pravai sankirtane jagga. Sankirtane means sammak. Everybody together, many people together, devote together, when glorify Krishna's name, Lord's name, form, beauty, pastime. If possible, especially, the easiest is chanting the Lord's holy name, especially Maha Mantra, where all mantras are included in one song. It's a prayer, in general. The internal energy of the Lord, O Lord, who is all attractive, you are all attractive, you deliver from birth, death, old age, disease, 8,400,000 species from the material existence. Embodiment of bliss, supreme enjoyment, please engage me in your service so that I don't become entangled by the material potency of the Lord. Forgetting in a proper mood, guarding against 10-11 offenses, especially Vaishnava Parahat or India Tintinness, which is in general. But in a very humble state of mind, even in other religions like Bible, there is a great devotee, Christ, he said, those are meek and humble. They can enter into the kingdom of God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who thinks himself I am most insignificant, I am the lowest of the low. I am the lowest of all. And extremely tolerant, so tolerant, just like a tree. Tree is cut. Still, one who does not cut, both of them he treat nicely, giving box, giving shade, shelter, giving leaves, giving flowers, giving fruit, doesn't matter. Give all respect to all living entities, knowing that within everybody, the soul and super soul of the Lord. And give up all false ego of expecting respect from others. In that state of mind, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one can chant the holy name, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
Hare. Hare Rama. Thus he gradually, his dust accumulated in his chitta or heart from time immemorial, millions of lives. By eating, sleeping, mating, depending, eating, sleeping, mating, depending, and trying to enjoy the object of different senses. Dust off. And symptom is his awareness expands of subtle things, and he can understand, become convinced by I am not this gross body, and then there is only subtle body. Gross body made of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego. He comes to the platform, spiritual platform, transcending bodily, sensual, intellectual, and then spiritual platform. Then that is his symptom. He is joyful. When Prabhupada was going in a plane, some father of a church asked him, "Sir, can I talk to you?" "Yes, come, sit." "What?" "Ask, what is it?" "I go different parts of the world, and especially big cities, I saw your boys and girls." "So?" "Yes, yes." "I see they are very joyful and bright faces. But I have got also churches, I don't see young boys and girls coming. What to speak of joyfulness and bright face? How is that? Why?" Baba said, "Do you and your followers strictly follow what your scriptures say?" "Yes, yes." "At least those who are most important, basic." "What?" "You follow 10 commandments? "Yeah." "What about thou shalt not kill?" "No, no, thou shalt not murder." "No, no." Murder means relates to implies human being. Yeah? But when you say when you say kill means, oh, no living entity should kill. Even an ant, because within ant is just a difference this. Between an ant or a Brahma or a Indra or an elephant or a whale. What is different? Balasrasada, it is a 10,000 part, the tip of a hair. Dimension of a soul. That is what it is. They strictly follow the scripture, what Krishna says, the Lord says, what his representative says. And he becomes, as he associates with the Lord in the sound vibration, he develops the Lord's nature. Lord is always joyful. He is the embodiment of eternity, knowledge and bliss. Bliss means not material happiness. Sometimes you are happy, sometimes you are in miserable state. No. Your happiness go on increasing. You relish. You have got new experiences. And you become more and more joyful. Anandam buddhivardhanam. For that one has to become intelligent. Sumaya dasa. One has to be full of brain substance, not material, spiritual, something. Fight it. You don't know, you become a fool number one, like many did. He may be no scripture, he knows Veda, but he's a fool. He doesn't understand. There are many incidents like that. Maybe he has no, he does not believe. But simply by believing in Lord and His instruction, one can be the topmost transcendentalist simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Gradually he is equal to all living entities. We know every living entity is nothing but a spirit soul covered with different modes of material nature and a particular type of body. That's all different. That's the only difference. And you can see. Otherwise, if he does not, he has got a guideline, take direction from scripture. He does know what to do, what not to do. And a mistake, he does something what Lord says, he violates, he has to pay for. So, karma are different types. Karma, prescribed duty, gradually elevate yourself according to scripture, very slowly. Then, vikarma, that is against. What Lord is saying, you are against that duty. Thou shalt not kill, I kill. by sinful. You have to pay for. After death, he'll go to Jamaraj, superintendent of death. He will judge you. Put you on trial. So, what do you want? You want to suffer? What is for your sin? But to enjoy, go up higher planets, become Indra or demigod. What do you want? He has to say. You have got a choice. Which one part? This is what happened. Sometime. Otherwise, here he said, though Arjuna is killing, apparently, what do you understand by killing? But he is not killing. He is destroying the body. Also at the same time, in destroying the body, still he is doing, he is executing his devotional service. Why? Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavatam. Real dharma is paro dharma. But Lord says, what Krishna said, fight! Shoot arrow! Krishna, God is saying, that is dharma. If you don't do, that is pap then. They have to pay for. He didn't tell Arjuna, chant Hare Krishna. So he could, he can. He is associating Hare Krishna. He is associating Krishna himself. But in this age, when you are not seeing Krishna, or according to our adhikar, eligibility, you are seeing Krishna, Radha Madhava down, Vishnudev, depending on your faith. You know, our faith. Prabhupada, sometimes I ask in a temple giving class, all devotees, some outsider. So, Krishna said this, Krishna said that. So you can see Krishna. Nobody says anything. So one gentleman got up. Sir, I don't see Krishna. You don't see? Ask Prabhupada, the devotee. You see Krishna? Some devotee. Yes, Prabhupada. So ask. He pointed the deity. Here is Krishna. Prabhupada said, can't you see? Here is Krishna. What do you see here? If you think it is a stone, You think it is a wood? Act like that. I think the Lord is there with love and devotion. If he is pleased with your service, he can reveal. Yes, he is there. He can talk, he can walk, he can instruct. Krishna is saying, Tesham, please everybody, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogantam jena mam upajantite. Krishna give intelligence. Another place Krishna says, sarvasya chaham hidi sannivishto matta sriti gyanam apohanam cha. He says, I am within the heart of everyone. According to how you are acting, he can respond to you. He can give you remembrance. He can give you knowledge. He can also make you forget him. If you want to forget, okay. We have got a free will according to our attitude. Like that he does. So he said, Tesham Sadhu Yuktana, only 24 hours engaged in service of the Lord, Priti Purvam, love and devotion. We sometimes may not do it love and may be doing as a matter of duty, official, have to do. No. Krishna, you understand, it is love and devotion. At once he gave him knowledge so that he can come to him. There are many instances. So, anyway, it is talking about fruitive activity. We know it's dangerous. 98% people, Prabhupada said, in this world are actually, whatever they are doing, working hard to enjoy the fruit. Next life, you may become minister, prime minister, important man, Miss Universe, Mr. Universe, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. Maybe Indra, maybe Brahma. Again, Indra can become a next life hawk. But if somebody chants, Hare Krishna, take prasad, give up all sinful activity, at least you will burn the Brahmin family, rich man family, again do devotion service. Nothing like that. So we are that way, we are most fortunate because we belong to ISKCON. ISKCON, Prabhupada, ASKCON, mold your life in such a way that 24 hours, whatever you do, so that you can remember Krishna. You are cooking for Krishna, making garden for Krishna, sweeping for Krishna, cleaning for Krishna, making life member for Krishna, collecting donations for Krishna, building temple for Krishna. Okay. Huh? Krishna is happy, then you achieve all bhakti function. Sanchiddhi, we achieve complete perfection. Paritu Sanam, in every activity for the pleasure of Krishna. The moment not for our pleasure, at once material. This happened. Sometimes you do sinful activity. When you are doing this, is very dangerous. You're doing this, that means ritualistic activity or furtive activity. So once a story goes like that, when Krishna's time, we know in Dwaraka, Krishna has 16,000 queens, something like that, roughly 100. Each queen had many sons, 10 sons. Their son had 10. It's a big family. And one day, then Krishna's son, some of his sons, Gada, Bhanu, Charu, Pradumna, different queen's son, Pradumna, whose son? Anybody? Rukmini. Samba, whose son? Jambavati. They only thought we'll go for a picnic near the jungle. And they went. In their excursion of this picnic, one time they felt very thirsty. They're looking for where is water is available. They're looking here and there. Is there any well? At last they found a well. Look down. No water. They're surprised to see an animal, lizard. Looks wonderful. They thought, maybe he's trapped. Looks like he cannot get out. Thought, maybe, let us try to save him. Get it out of the, but it's beyond their reach. Trying hard. They failed. They went back to the palace. Narrated this thing to the father. Krishna. We know Krishna say, he is the supreme, best friend of all living entities. Anybody can tell the sloka of Krishna is saying, I am the well-wisher of everybody. Bhaktaram, everybody. Bhaktaram, Jagatavasam. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Suhidam Sarvabhutanam. Gatta mam santim richati. One can be peaceful, devotees are peaceful. Because he accepts Krishna is the enjoyer. So of course devotee also enjoys giving Krishna something. So he's saying that he's the best friend. Suhidam. Sarvabhuta. All living entities, not human being, not devotee, everyone. Even Asura come to kill, Krishna gave them liberation. So the animal, he is also Suhidam. He felt compassion for the lizard. How to, when he came to know from the son, he felt the son's appeal, Daddy, please save him. We couldn't. So Krishna, listening from his son, he went there. And Krishna has got all mystic powers, stretched his hand down the well. Moment, and picked him up. Moment he touched, at once the lizard turned into a wonderful figure, very bright, dazzling, like a demigod, molten golden color, with nice garments, lustrous, bright, with nice crown, golden. Surprise. Of course, he's acting as a human being. He knows why he was in distress state. Still, for the information of others, to teach others, he told, how come you had such a state? Can you tell us, if I may know? Yes. He bowed down the dazzling golden crown and started telling. the story why this became. The lizard, you say, long, long back, in the Sun dynasty, there was a king. His name was, anybody can tell, how from Sun God, this, from the Rajorshi, that this knowledge came down. Imam Virushate, then Ikshaku, this is Ikshaku. Ikshaku, many great king come in a Sun dynasty. And Krishna came in which dynasty, Wilton? Moon dynasty. He came just so that, forgive me, so that we don't fall. I want to interact. Somebody made me in the class, but because I cannot tell him very nice thing which they will like. I tell the truth, but if there is scripture or Prabhupada say, we have to face the truth. So anyway, so he said, I was the son of Ikshaku. My name was Nriga, I was the king after Ikshaku. So what do? I was very inclined towards charity. Charitable, I had some charitable disposition. Now, in the scripture it said, among all charitable works, best is to the Brahmin or Sannyasi give cow. So I used to be innumerable cows as they are when rain falls like rain drops. I don't know, that is written in the scripture. And so many, as innumerable stars in the planet, in the sky, used to give, and best cows with ornaments, gold plate with their horn, each of them got calf so you can give milk, nice color, with nice dress, with a leg and ornament with silver, so many things in the sky. It so happened, when he was giving, this Krishna is cautioning to teach others, don't do karma kanda, ritualistic activity. But slight mistake, you might have to suffer severe punishment. So, bhakti, so one of our acharya said, in Veda, this is three, as I say, divided. What is karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. So, our Nartam Das time said, karma kanda, jnana kanda, Sakoli Bisher Bhando, these are all looks like very, very sweet. I will become Miss Universe, Mr. Universe, Cassius Clay. I will become Indra and enjoy. Little mistake is Indra became a hog. Eating stew. So he also did little mistake. He used to give cows, give it to the Brahmins. But when he gave the cows to Brahmin, so many, one of the cows, through mistake, to other person giving another Brahmin cow, it remained, and he gave again the same cow. The two Brahmins, when they came to know, each of them are claiming that cow, and started a dispute. And he wanted 100,000 cow to give one of them, to pacify him. Please, you sacrifice the other cow, let him take. No, they are stubborn. They make little mistake. As a result, when he, later on, he, both of them, Brahmin then left angry. Brahmin is going, if you make a Brahmin angry, dangerous. The whole page, I can read. You go, no time, you read. If you antagonize a Brahmin, if you steal a Brahmin's property, what will happen? Heavy, I don't know, some may not believe all these things. But you should know, am I a Brahmin? Simply having threat? Who is a Brahmin? Where is the Brahmin quality? Of course, you are a devotee. You are beyond Brahmin, better than. We have got all the qualities we have. And result will follow. As a result, when you went to Jamra putting a trial and ask, which one you want? You want to suffer for what you did sin? What sin? You did sin, that is sin. You make two Brahmin angry. You didn't treat them proper. You gave one cow, again you gave to another person, same cow. Same. And result is severe. Okay, I want to suffer first for myself. At once, become a lizard. That is what happened. That is his telling. Anyway, time is up. Perhaps we should finish it. Better become a devotee. Don't do karma kaan. Don't think I am intelligent. Just check out, am I doing devotional service? What is that? What Krishna said? What our Acharya said? Acharya said, Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, giving up all false ego, I am this, I am that. This relates to the body, I am sadasi, I am the... You can feel, tatparatyana nirmalam, be 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service with love and devotion, become pure in this way, and engage body, mind, everything, whatever we think belongs to us in the service of Krishna. Give up all material desire, even what karmi have, jnani have, yogi have, no. Only desire to please Krishna, pure devotional service. Rest assured, if you are not committing offense, especially Vaishnava Parad, we should ask for forgiveness. One life back to Godhead, play with Krishna, sing with Krishna, have picnic with Krishna, with Nityananda, Chiradvai, Matsav. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question, any comment? Please do not go, because there is a mercy of Krishna Prasadam here, coming from another Vaikuntha. Don't ignore Prasadam. Question? Yes. How much is it? Half. See how many percent, roughly, you can make a wild guess estimation. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, we know that we need a few kind of qualifications to be a devotee. So the four regulatory principles that we always talk about. And here we know Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee. So why he is having some kind of addictions? I mean, what kind of symbol is it? I mean, Krishna is telling us something by it, that he has some... though we are in no comparison with him. Come to the point. In short, you say, I remember what you say. Don't make it too long. I understood which line you are talking. Why Krishna talk about karma yoga? Why not talk only in the beginning and the end, surrender? And because we have got reservation. We ask ourselves, are we all, everybody, 100% surrender? Raise hand. Who is 100% surrender? Please raise hand. You see, that is why. Krishna knows where your heart is. Krishna knows you want a pure devotee as your guru. But Krishna knows your heart. You want pure devotee as your guru, at the same time, you want to fulfill your material desire. You do not want to follow his instruction. So Krishna knows heart according to the arranges. He is watching everything within the heart. What you are. You want to become more clever. You cannot be more clever than Krishna under any circumstance. You want to be a cheat? He is the greatest cheat. He is supreme being. You want to cheat? He will cheat you. At the end. Make sense? Thank you. Any other question? So, please come. Ladies this side, men this side. Prasadam. Some mercy of the Lord. Little.